The number of students receiving free or low-cost school lunches and breakfasts is increasing around the nation and in Alaska this year. And that's leading legislators to prepare for an extra push during next year's session for a bill that would help local school districts feed those children by providing state money for the nutrition programs. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Although there is a child nutrition program within the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, the state does not contribute any money to see that kids eat on a regular basis. Financial help comes from the federal government, $34 million 2 years ago, and an expected $50 million this year. The problem is growing. The New York Times reports that on a national level, there are 17% more children taking part in the program than there were 4 years ago. Statewide totals are not available for the current school year, but the School Nutrition Association says 41% of all Alaska students qualify for meal assistance. Locally, 39% of the kids in Anchorage qualify for the programs. In Kenai, 47% qualify. And in some schools, all the kids, 100%, get free or reduced lunches and breakfasts. In Fairbanks, the number of kids on the program has climbed from 4,088 a year ago to 4,365 this year. Alaska is only one of 12 states that doesn't help feed its kids. And bills by Juneau Republican Kathy Munoz and Anchorage Democrat Bill Willikowski would change that. Willikowski says the state should be embarrassed.
There's a huge amount of studies on this. It really is amazing the benefit that you get just from feeding kids breakfast, just from making sure that they're getting food before they go to school or during school. So when you look at all the money that we're spending for education, we spend over $1 billion per year. If we can make a small investment in getting kids some food in their stomachs, I think we can have a much better education system.
Both bills call for the same level of state support, 15 cents for each lunch, 35 cents for each breakfast. That would provide a little more than $2 million for the program statewide, above federal and local support. Munoz says it's enough money to help.
It's a match, and this would provide a state participation in the program that already exists. It's currently primarily a federally funded program. However, individual school districts around the state also contribute, and that money comes out of the general school operation.
Amy Rouse is the director of nutrition services for the Fairbanks North Star Borough Schools. She says the increases in her district show that the national problems of poverty are also here in Alaska. But she says the increased demand has not resulted in nutritional change. The school district is helping cover any shortfalls, and cuts so far have come from non-food items.
We do not want to compromise the quality of the food that we give to the students. You know, we take a huge responsibility for exposing them to a wide variety of foods. They may not like them all, but at least they're getting to see them, sample them, things like that. And you know, increasing whole grains, increasing access to fresh produce items, lowering sodium, taking into account purchasing local where we can afford to do so, limiting preservatives where we can afford to do so. I mean, those are all primary focuses of our menu planning.
Rouse says the lunches cost an average of $2.64 apiece. 15 cents from the state is not going to make or break what is now happening. But she says it will help the program evolve and improve. Both Munoz's and Willikowski's bills have been in the House Finance Committee since February without any attention, although both sponsors have requested hearings. A Senate bill was in the same position in 2010, but it ended the session in committee also without a full vote in the House. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.